I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 595, Pity the Fool. Do you remember that phrase? I pity the fool. Stephen Proctor gives us this surprising insight into what Mr. T meant when he said it. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. But what if we think our neighbor sometimes could be a fool? Stephen Proctor wrote, "It's been nearly 35 years since we heard Mr. T say, 'I pity the fool,' as Clubber Lang in Rocky III, and the phrase has stuck with him ever since. Based on characters Mr. T has played, you might think that when you hear him say, 'I pity the fool,' something bad is about to happen to whichever fool is being pitied. But Mr. T sees it differently. On Conan, he explained what it meant to him. He said, 'When you pity someone, you're showing them mercy. I didn't start this pity stuff. It was in the Bible. You'll find it so many times in the Bible and fool so many times, so I put them together. Pity the fool,' Mr. T said. He added, 'A lot of guys in the Bible were asking for pity, and then a lot of them were saying, I did act foolish, so I put them together.' When someone speaks foolishly to you, or you're at a party and someone puts you down, or maybe at a meeting or at church, and someone blames you or shames you, or unfairly talks about you, what should you do? Should you respond to that? Well, Scripture says no and yes. Are you confused? Well, let's look at one confusing text about pitying fools. Give me about five minutes to slow down. Look at that Scripture. Dive deeper into what a fool really is so that we can love them best, as Mr. T might tell us. Proverbs 26:4-5 gives us this seemingly contradictory message. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest you be like him. The next verse. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes. Say what? Which is it, God? The answer is yes. It depends. So while you're trying to figure out if this is a verse 4 situation or a verse 5 situation, consider this. The Hebrew word for fool is kizel. And it's not just talking about someone who's ignorant. A kizel is often evil. A kizel spreads slander, Proverbs 10:18. A kizel takes delight in wrong, Proverbs 10:23. A kizel doesn't take rebuke, Proverbs 17:10. A kizel is not a person of integrity, Proverbs 19:1. A kizel is arrogant and unstable, Proverbs 14:16. You get the idea. So does that help? The kizel is not just a loudmouth, but potentially dangerous. So should we answer him or not? The warning in verse 4 is that if you do answer him, you're likely to stoop to his level and become a kizel yourself. Sometimes words help, and sometimes, well, they don't. Just ask Jesus, who was often silent before his accusers at his phony trials. Here's the great question. Who's a kizel in your life right now? And do you think verse 4 or verse 5 is the appropriate way to respond, and why? Let's pray this prayer from AaronDaniel.com. Jesus, help me to be aware of pointless arguments that only cause more harm than good. Lord, I ask for discernment before I even open my mouth. Jesus, help me to understand the power of my words. My words can cause so much destruction and harm if I'm not careful. Jesus, I ask for your guidance when I do face difficult conversations. I know that you won't lead me into trouble. Lord, help me to surrender my own pride when I feel offended and feel the need to fight back. I ask that you would continue to purify my heart so my speech will reflect your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 596. And in the meantime, Dr. Dwayne Garrett from Baylor University wrote, "So there is a time to answer the fool, and there's a time to keep silent," says the writer to the Proverbs. Responding in the right way requires listening to the Spirit. While silence can be golden, there are times we need to correct the fool. But if we speak or act out of anger or self-justification, what was golden can lead to the setting of a forest ablaze with the tongue of fire, James 3:5. And then, we have become fools. Okay, podcast family, Remember what Mr. T said, and remember what Proverbs wrote. What's the best way today for you to pity the fool?